Blog Talk Radio.
America's Health Crisis, your host, Paulette Young. We have another hot topic tonight. Detox your liver. How about detoxing your gallbladder and your gut? Our bodies sometimes stress too much, have built up of toxins. We don't eat enough of the right foods. We eat enough, all right. We just don't eat enough of the right stuff. We don't sleep enough. We can cause a big imbalance inside our body. It's time for all of us to learn how to begin to detoxify ourselves. That means getting rid of all those toxins inside. You may have your intestines, all these things work together, which I'll call your gut, your adrenal glands that are located on each of your kidneys in the back part there. And then you have your liver. It's located right up under your right rib cage. All those things, all those organs work together. These systems work together. Your adrenals release hormones. Your liver controls over 500 biological processes. Your intestine produces up to 95% of all the serotonin. That's your happy hormone. Makes you feel happy in your body. But if you have an imbalance in your intestines, they'll make you feel like crap. Because then the systems that are supposed to be working together are no longer working together like they should. So God made us a good body, and so we got to learn how to keep it strong or to get it stronger or get it back to where it's supposed to be. Hi, I have Selena Lindsay on the line, who has a wealth of information. She's also part of the board for Sowing Seeds for Life. She also has Share Incorporated. That's and also she runs another nonprofit called Neighborhood.org Community Development. She runs a host of things. Hi, Selena.
Hello, Paulette. How are you?
Oh, I think I got the serotonin going. I've been using some of that lemon juice. Squeezing my liver. Okay, you want to start us off?
Yeah, well, I like to talk about the liver by saying, deliver me from evil. And, wow. You know, we're really tempted to overindulge during the holidays. and we all could use a magic wand to undo the damage, which means our liver will be working overtime to deactivate the alcohol and the process of a rich fatty food, and basically to heal our stressed out liver, we often want to use those herbal supplements. And
now you know, I swear by the, I swear by my placenta.
Yeah, just to give a little hint of some of the little things that our liver does is most toxins or poison before they reach our bloodstream, are, you know, we swallow or inhale them, or we pass some of the poisons out through our skin, or it's released by dying, you know, cells and invading bacteria. But one of the other things that our great body does for us is our body's waste plant, or purification plant, I like to call it, because that's where everything is kind of broken down and removed from our blood before it can do some dirty work. Also, too, poisons are broken down by our kidneys, but our liver does a fantastic job in getting that stuff out of us. And, of course, our kidneys is eliminated in the urine. And, of course, when we drink some water and some fresh fruit, that helps it. And we need to avoid the tobacco and our good old coffee. And, of course, during the holidays, we have a hard time with that sugar. Because all those cakes.
Tell me about sweet potato pie, homemade.
Yeah, it's going to get us in trouble.
Very difficult.
And some of the other stuff, which we talked about a little earlier, was, you know, you like to talk about the gut or the gallbladder. And
yeah, I didn't know that we can not have to have gallbladder surgery the way they convince some of us. Not all physicians convince their clients. One person I met stated that she's got gallstones. The doctor said, well, it's not that much. She can have surgery if she wants, but people live to be 90 and 100. Didn't even know they had gallstones. So what's the big rush for us to have that gallbladder removed when there are some natural ways in having those gallstones dissolved?
Well, as usual, we always end up getting there. Big Pharma just likes to get money.
Yeah.
And we just have to admit that no matter how we go and boil this down in the pot, that's what's going to happen. And one of the other things I'd like to make a point of is, specifically, too, what is the gallbladder? And the gallbladder is basically a little sac that stores bile from the liver. So it's sort of like a little catch bag. And
yeah, it's a little nasty bag.
Yeah.
But it's a good bag because you need it. But they tell us we can live without it, except they do have reports that you can end up with cancer from not having your gallbladder.
Absolutely. And, you know, this little thing is something that helps break down the little fatty foods that we get around this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can do us a lot of good. And, you know, those so-called gallstones or small stones and larger ones that sometimes down in there, it happens from that bile and stuff that's in there that, you know, it packs itself in there real tight and actually turns into, they're not kidding when they call it a stone because it's exactly what it is. And, you know, we have to do something about it, and if we don't do anything about it, then the doctors love to do something about it, which means a great operation. For them to help you out a little bit.
So are you for changing the diet or getting the surgery for gallbladder?
I'm for changing the diet, and I'm also for liver detoxifying the liver, which I think a lot of people are unaware of some of the things that can help do that. And, you know, antioxidant vitamins, we want to talk about your product, vitamin C, E, beta-carotene, minerals such as zinc and selenium, vitamin B vitamins that aid in metabolism, and herbs, which are said to cleanse the liver, such as milk thistle, dandelion root. All of these things are things that...
See, the Propantum has that milk thistle in it, but it's,
mm-hmm.
it's one of the most powerful antioxidants I know that they that I've ever known to have on the market. Diabetics use it to keep their blood sugars normal. Heart patients use it to keep their arteries clear or functioning properly. Athletes use it. Montel Williams use it. He has MS. Renal failure patients use the Protantum. And people that have high blood pressure use it, and so do people with arthritis. They said it's like it does decrease the inflammation. And anybody, I'll just give my spiel real quick, that wants to order that product, you can order it from www.mylifevantage.com/Paulette Young, or you can call me at 909-622-8856. Anyway, it's like a happy pill, too. It does a lot for the body. At least it gives it a better balance than not to take it. Or you can visit my other website, hcc-ctr.com.
Okay.
I did a mouthful.
We'll all right. We'll go back to that little we'll go back to that little milk bristle.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that might want to know a little bit more about it, first of all, the FDA does not regulate the milk bristle. They don't even know what amount will do anything. They actually say there's no clear study that the extract during the treatment is necessary. But the funny thing is they do it for patients with liver disease.
Wow.
Really interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, they don't know what the devil it does. But some of the other things people might want to take a look at would be Oregon grapewood, celery seed, fennel seed, French tree bark, licorice root, yellow dock root, culver's root, cassara, it's a bark, and blue flag root, burdock root, barberry root, and wahoo root bark. And then there's a Turkish rubric root. All of these are great things to cleanse your liver with.
Wow.
And great things, too, to create one of Paulette's favorite things, which is cocktails.
Now, I heard garlic is good for cleansing the liver. Garlic's good for just about everything. Keeps the blood pressure down, and I can't think of anything garlic doesn't do. But what it does is that it activates the liver enzymes that helps it flush out the toxins.
Yeah, it's one of the also an it's a natural antibiotic.
Oh wow. So get your garlic. Eat lots of garlic. Put lots of garlic. You like chicken, put lots of garlic on it. I prefer garlic cloves, but I'll use the powder too. And then you mentioned something about, I'm not sure if you said grapefruit, but grapefruit I know too. It's high in vitamin C, but it also is a good cleansing for the liver.
Yes, it is.
I know one physician said, like taking lemon, grapefruit, those types of things, it squeezes the liver. It literally squeezes out the toxin, helps flushes out, they said, the carcinogen and other toxins.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of natural stuff that's right around our kitchen, you know, like watermelon and basil and cucumber. All of those even combined together make a great cocktail without gin. You put the gin in, you just messed it all up. But all
then
of
you
that.
You got the beets and carrots.
Absolutely.
I don't know what they do, but they're supposed to be good for you. The old people, look at the old people.
Old
my
people.
Parents, my parents ate lots of beets. I never acquired a taste for beets, but it's really supposed to be very, I know it's loaded with beta carotene, and it's supposed to be good, very good for you.
Yeah, well, there are a number of so-called good drinks that even herbal drinks that even old Martha Stewart puts together, which have mint and other kinds of things in it, and thyme. She has
now,
a number
the
of
mint. Is that more for like your upper respiratory? I'm not sure what it does for the liver, but.
Well, breathing is also a part of, I'm sure since you're in CPR, of one of the ways that the body attempts to do something as a first line of defense, which would be to hurry up and make you breathe a little faster so that the heart works a little harder so that you start getting it out.
Have green tea. They say green tea has something that's a... catechins or something like that. But anyways, you know, it helps liver function. And I know they've always told us to our green, the dark green leafy vegetables are supposed to be good too. It's supposed to neutralize heavy metals, chemicals, and pesticides, but it cleanses the foods over time or protecting the things in the liver, because the liver is responsible for over 500 biological processes. So we don't want our liver not to be functioning at maximum, because if it isn't, then the toxins and things build up not only in the liver, but the ricochet effect in your intestines, and your adrenal glands play a huge role also.
Yeah, well, also, too, they have a number of different teas.
Mm-hmm.
Back to that mint tea.
Okay,
again.
Besides green tea, and you said a mint tea. Just a plain mint tea, that's what a person would get? They help their liver?
Yeah, just a plain mint tea, and sometimes you can find them mixed with something like the Kamal flower, which in a case those that don't know, the Kamal is an excellent herb for children that can be very effective too, a remedy for pink eye.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Back to the mint tea. You remember in the old days, remember the peppermint sticks? That I know they don't make them like, like what we had. I mean, it looked like we had the real deal. It's been, I think, watered down somewhat. Unless you go to probably something like Knoxberry Farm or one of the specialty stores that sell candy that can give you some good mint. Do you think that's why our parents and grandparents gave us mint? You remember those big sticks of peppermint sticks?
Yeah, well, that's a part of it, and I think, too, they were just being cheap.
Hey, but we were cleansing that. We're detoxifying that liver.
Yeah, well, they knew, I can remember my grandfather. He had a bad habit, he's like, he thought us kids were like little beavers. He said, let me give you something, so you guys can do the work on this. It'll take you a while.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He wanted to make sure we were busy, because, those were the days we didn't have these laptops and telephones and things, so... He had little things that he would keep the beavers busy with. And it was almost like that peppermint candy was not a sin. They wouldn't give us that other stuff, but they would give us that. And, of course, I'm sure if you grew up in that area, we always got a teaspoon of castor oil.
Oh, castor oil. Oh, yes.
If they didn't get it out of you one way, they got it out of another.
Okay, then you have avocados. Those are good. They said it has I don't know how to pronounce all these words. Glutathione, but it said it's a necessary compound. It helps clean out the toxins in the liver. So remember there was a time, and since we've been on Earth, they were talking against avocado. You don't see them saying that anymore because avocados have a lot of benefits.
Yeah, well, actually, the grocery stores do a great job of advertising, you know, getting avocado because of all of the vitamins and minerals and also their price, you know. It's not a cheap fixer anymore. You know, you used to turn on television and you see the ladies putting it on their face for their skin. But you're almost, you know, you know, they claim you can go get something out of the refrigerator, but it's getting to the point at the cost of what avocados cost. You know, that's a second thought.
Mm. And then I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead with that, and then I was going to talk a little bit about.
Okay, I was going to say, I found one article. They have one of the concoctions, because you mentioned they have a concoction. They said take organic lemon juice, olive oil, and an avocado, and you put those three together, and it may, didn't say permanent, that it may help get rid of gallstones, and it can also help with arthritis and atherosclerosis, diabetes, and kidney stones.
Well, that's a
lemon juice.
That's a whole lot
olive
there.
It may not taste good, but anything that's good for your body a lot of times don't taste good. Sugar ain't good for your body, but it tastes good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you at least five benefits of drinking lemon water, and you know, one of those being that, and that's also a good detoxifier, and primarily too, because lemon, contrary to, you know, common belief, is not acidic; it's alkaline. You can drink lemon juice and some water, and it's a natural flush. The liver is extremely active when you sleep, so it's nice for you to drink it when you get ready to go to bed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So your liver is very active when you go to sleep?
Absolutely, because that's the time. That's the body's time to restore and regenerate.
Oh, okay.
And so drinking
that lemon water.
Mm-hmm.
And I know someone said to me today it's better to have warm or hot water with lemon. What do you think about that?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say. I would say either way, whatever people are comfortable with, because at least, you know, you're doing something that's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary thing, too, is you're drinking enough water.
Yeah.
And especially in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it helps your body's going to be able to perform, do what it's supposed to do. And, you know, there is some evidence that lemon juice can help stimulate proper production
mm-hmm.
and bioproduction, which goes back to other big part of the technology. And one of the other things that lemon water does is an immune system boost. And lemons do contain vitamin C, not, you know, a spectacularly high amount, but it has about 30 to 50 milligrams per lemon. And they also contain potassium. So drinking a little water, lemon water, first thing in the morning, it gives the body a chance to absorb these vitamins effectively and can add a little bit of an immune boost. And the lemon water is good for making your skin nice and happy.
Yes, I heard that too. Okay, again, you're on American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, and also Selena Lindsay. And we're talking about detoxifying our bodies, like our liver, our intestines, and, you know, the beneficial part of that. And some of the things Selena had mentioned, your vitamins and the different juices, anything from the mints to green tea is helpful. And she just spoke about the lemon, putting lemon in your water even before you go to bed. Now, I didn't know about the going to bed thing. I knew about when you wake up in the morning, two cups of coffee, two cups of water with some lemon helps your body overall. Okay, I'm just going to take a short commercial break and we'll come right back.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
And one of the facts with the HIV, for those that are listening, is there are two tests, and it's important to get both if you truly want to know your HIV status within a 9 to 11 day period. You can have it in your body up to 10 years and not know it because you look normal, you haven't gotten sick, but it's doing its damage during that period. Okay, we've been live on American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, along with Selena Lindsay. We're going to be closing shortly. The program only ran from 8 to 8:30. So I'm going to allow Selena Lindsay to talk a little bit about some of the things that she's involved in. Okay, go ahead, Selena.
Yeah, well, one of the new things I now sit on the board of a new nonprofit, which is called At Ease. And At Ease is the CEO there is Mr. Dimas Marks. And primarily what it deals with is a lot of our soldiers, which are both homeless and they need homes, they need assistance, they need a lot of different things, and primarily that's what this nonprofit does. This particular nonprofit also has a great need. So any of you out there that are listening within the sound of my voice, if you have a house to donate, to rent, or as a fixer-upper, would you please call Diamonds Marks at area code 619-867-5639. And then the second one I'd like to talk to, of course, is always my favorite, which is Sowing Seeds for Life. We are primarily a food bank located at 1350 Arrow Highway in Laverne. And primarily what we do is to help those that are indigent or they are going through some things that they do not have enough food to feed their families. Sowing Seeds for Life is the CEO there is Ms. Vicki Brown, which she's doing a great and a fantastic job. I sit on the board there. Some of the things that we'll be doing in the next few days, which is Christmas in the Park, where we get the kids, they get free pictures with Santa Claus, they get food, they get to go to our little toy shop and get toys. Those of you that are interested in helping us out with either food or toys, please contact Sowing Seeds for Life at area code 909-392-5777 and ask to speak to Fran.
Okay, thank you. We'll be on the air next week with another hot topic. Thank you for listening.